Day 23, God's Will. We are on day 23, and today we will be discussing God's will. I want to communicate to you as the reader that this is a very difficult topic to address in just a few paragraphs, but I think it's important to build some simple frameworks behind this concept. There are many dimensions to understanding the will of God. Many theologians and pastors agree that there are three main dimensions to God's will. Sovereign will. What God is going to do no matter what, such as sending Jesus. In other words, God's sovereign will controls the direction of universal history without fail. Moral will. This is shown in Scripture through commands, principles, and teachings. God lays out his desire for obedience to his standard of righteousness, expressed through biblical commands. Unfortunately, we as humans have a tendency not to follow them. Personal will. This refers to the specific leading of God in an individual's life. This is God's detailed plan for the individual believer, which is not revealed in Scripture and may or may not be accomplished, depending on the individual's obedience. For the sake of time, I want to focus on one aspect of God's will today, specifically God's personal will for us. This is not an attempt to address every aspect of God's will. One of the most frequently asked questions I receive is, "How do I know God's will for my life?" or "What is my purpose in life?" These two questions are asking the same thing, and below we will address a few helpful concepts. It starts with genuine faith and commitment. As we read about on day 3, our practice of faith matters in our daily lives. Faith not only pleases God, Hebrews 11:6, but genuine faith propels us to a place where commitment to God comes naturally, not forced. That is why verses like Proverbs 3 are so helpful. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Let's break down these two verses. 1. Trust in the Lord. This communicates our faith and belief in God and his ability to provide all we need. 2. With all your heart. This demonstrates that we are fully committed to God in every area of our lives, not 60% or 95%, but we are all in. 3. Do not lean on your own understanding. This identifies that when we have genuine faith, we shift our priority from trusting ourselves only to trusting God fully. 4. Submit to him. This is the surrendering of our thoughts, ideas, desires, will, and actions before the Lord. If we do this, there is a promise that follows at the end of verse 6. 5. He will make your paths straight. When God has full access to your life, you are willing to listen and ready to be obedient to what he leads you to do. This positions us to discern the personal will of God. A personal relationship is required. Next, I want to share a passage that completely transformed my commitment to the will of God. When I was in high school, I read these verses and they reshaped my life. Matthew 7:21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." What stands out to most people is the phrase, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom." This means that not everyone who believes in God will be saved or enter the kingdom of heaven. You might ask, how is that? Just because someone believes that God exists doesn't mean they have truly made Jesus Lord, Master, or King of their life. We can say the right things, do good deeds, and look like a good person. But Jesus is targeting something deeper here. In the second half of verse 21, it says, "But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Only God knows what his will is for you, and it's impossible to understand God's will apart from him. John 15, verse 5. To accomplish the will of the Father requires that we know the Father intimately and that he has our whole heart. I think it's important to mention that God's will for your life will look different from that of your friends, family members, and spiritual leaders. We cannot inherit the will of God from others, nor borrow from others' experiences to understand his will. There are no patterns or shortcuts, and we even see this in Scripture, where everyone's journey is so unique. The Father's will for us is developed solely through a relationship over a lifetime with Him and will vary depending on the person. As you mature, stay close to Him in your relationship and be obedient to what He calls you to. I can assure you, it will be very difficult for you to miss His will for your life. God looks at the motive of the heart. In verse 22, it shows these amazing works being done, such as casting out demons, performing miracles, and prophesying. These spiritual leaders appear to be doing great things in the name of Jesus. Yet verse 23 says, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." You might be asking yourself, how can they be doing great works in Jesus' name? And then Jesus says He never knew them. There are many explanations for why God allows signs and miracles to occur through those who do not know Him. Regardless of why these signs and miracles were allowed to take place, one thing is certain. Behind the scenes, God knew that their hearts were corrupt. The heart is hard to understand, Jeremiah 17:9, and that is true for all of us. These spiritual leaders did not know the Father. They only appeared to be spiritual on the outside, but their intentions were inwardly evil and self-serving. God is more concerned with what is going on within us than with what we are doing for Him. Our motives matter and hold great importance in understanding God's will, Matthew 15:8. It's a journey, not a destination. Lastly, I think some view God's personal will as a destination or a title, meaning once they marry that person or get that specific role, they are finally in God's will. Your profession and relationship status are simply aspects of God's will being worked out in your life in real time. God's will is not a destination nor a title. Rather, I would like to think of God's will as a journey. Eugene Peterson has a book titled A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. And honestly, that title alone speaks to how one should pursue the will of God. The way to understand God's will is a journey of consistent and faithful obedience, trusting, and being in a relationship with God throughout your life. It's simple to understand, yet very difficult to accomplish due to our sinful nature and the deceptiveness of our hearts. That is why we must remain close and surrender everything to Him.